All right, let's do the birthday scam.
Dave has one of those warranties that cover all the appliances in your house, and he recently had trouble with his air conditioner unit, which we found out had just replaced with a whole new unit because he was so unhappy with the warranty company and the work they did. So we're going to call now and, of course, want to charge him more money for this warranty.
This is Dave.
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Doug Harris with How are you?
Oh, fine. How you doing?
Very well. Sorry to bother you at work, but I just wanted to trace you down. We did some work for you recently on your air conditioning there in your home.
Yes.
And I was going through the paperwork here, and I noticed that you used an outfit that is not from our umbrella.
Yes, I went to an outside contractor.
Well, see, there's a bit of a problem there, because we usually like to contact the people that we work with.
Well, I just decided to have a new unit put in.
We don't know who this contractor is. We don't know what kind of work they do.
Okay.
So there's a liability there. I'll have no choice but to raise your rate for the warranty.
Well, I'm going to cancel, and I'm not going to renew it.
Did you already send in your notice on that for cancellation?
No, I haven't.
Mm.
No, if I don't pay, then you just don't renew my
warranty. It rolls over. You have to give us written notice that it doesn't, that you don't wish to continue, or else it just rolls in automatically.
Well, how do you get paid?
Well, we have to collect from you.
No, I'm canceling it.
You know what? Did we not give you good service?
Yes, you did not give me good service.
Why? What was the problem?
It took nearly 2 weeks to get my air conditioner worked on. An air conditioning man was sent up.
Right.
He looked at it, and he said that the outside coils were 80% plugged.
Did he clean your coils for you?
He said he would clean my coils, but he was going to charge me an exorbitant rate. In fact, he told me, I'm going to charge you a high rate. You'd be better off going to someone else to do this.
So instead of having the work done by us, you decided just to get a new air conditioning.
Yes, the unit I have is 16 years old.
Our service, you know, we're noted for our service.
It's horrible.
Well, I take offense to that.
Well, you should, because no one in Houston wants to wait 2 weeks to get the air conditioner repaired.
First of all, people like you who don't maintain their air conditioning properly.
I maintain it every fall, every spring.
So you say. And then...
Oh,
you...
this is bull. Get off
hey,
the phone,
hey,
you jerk.
Hey.
All right, let's call Tanya now. This whole thing was her idea.
Good morning.
What's he doing?
He hasn't come out of his office yet.
He got pissed and swore at me and hung up.
I know, I heard that.
Well, we need you to get him back to the phone here somehow.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right. My car,
consolidate debt. Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. What session do I listen to?
Oh.
Come here.
Uh-oh.
What is this?
She gave it up.
Hello?
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
I know why your AC doesn't work, because you're a hothead.
You better believe
it's
it.
It's the heat coming from your mouth.
Yeah, Tanya wanted us to call you for your birthday. It's Dean and Raj and the birthday scam.
Oh, I should have. The way this thing was going, I should have guessed it.
You're not going to fire her, are you?
No, I'm not going to fire her. We'll have something to laugh about for a long time.
Okay, good.
You have a happy birthday there.